This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joyce Brothers. Those of us who are independent and live alone shouldn't do so without having emergency protection.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Yeah, you ever notice when we start the show now, we have that like AI-generated modern music, and then it ends, and suddenly there's just like this giant pause followed by going into another world of like retro and it's so
the portal is silent when we go through
the portal is like there's no like that, and then we're in talking to Dr. Joyce Brothers. Mike, I don't think there's any show like it online.
No, I don't. Opinion. And I think it's great that we're looking out for some of our older listeners. They need protection.
But
emergency
protection. I think Mike's right. Let's come up with a sound effect that transitions right there.
How about we just transition into it better?
Well, you don't want to hear the little bits up front?
I don't mind hearing little bits. It's like 7 hours between the music ending and there's no segue. It's just...
It's
horrible.
Count. No, it's a three count for editing the audio after.
Oh.
Because the most of our listeners do not see that countdown.
Oh.
And we don't want, you know, we don't want it to bleed over. So it's sort of on purpose.
I'm chewing my ass already. So what is it?
Because we want a clean edit up front. And if the modern music, you know, goes into it, it'll bleed. And Mike, as the Rolling Stones says, let it bleed, but I disagree.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today is F Off Tuesday.
I might call the number in a minute.
The fine number is at the bottom of the screen.
Funny.
It is funny. 571-624-1914.
You have to call now while the show's on. We're not taking recordings. There's no voicemail.
I hear something.
There's a little slap somewhere. Does someone have a computer turned up?
Well, then did we get all the bugs worked out?
I thought so.
I hear something.
Is it?
Oh, you know what? My phone started playing for no reason. My phone started playing for no reason.
Jesus Christ.
See, I knew I worked out the bugs.
And then people give me, and people want to tell me to F off because I get on Rob's ass.
No, Mike, I am.
No,
Mike, would you like to call 571-624-1914?
I would. I'd like to say, you know, we have new stuff, and it just can't fucking be done. It can't.
No, you didn't listen. It was working fine.
It was working fine until the show starts, and then even the little thing. And then I hear in the background something, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's bleed over. No, it was his phone.
It was.
Yes. Turn fucking on during a broadcast at the worst possible moment.
Mike, I hope people call me and tell me to F off, because I don't know why my phone started playing.
Of course you don't.
And I am proud that Mike's phone never goes off during a show.
My phone goes off all the time during the show, just not at the most important moment.
Well, I didn't choose the moment.
I'm trying to ramp people up, Rob. Trying to get people ramped up. Right. So what is the... All right, 571-624... 1914. Can someone slap Mike? Now, Tom Powers.
Now,
can I just finish, Josh?
Go ahead.
Can I just finish?
Please.
Tom, you have an opportunity to slap me today because the F off line is not designed for Josh. It's not designed for Rob. It is me and me alone. If you would like to call and say hello, where you're from, and then simply say, Mike F off. That's it. If you want to call and you have a reason to call, you can call and say
it's different.
What?
I think it's to prove that all these haters don't have any balls and they just post things online. They'll never use their real name.
That's true.
Or make a phone call.
Well, I don't care if they use an alias on the phone. That doesn't bother me at all.
I hate to bring this up, but the F off line is 624-1941, not 1914. Yes.
Well, good thing I've got a backup.
So
There we go.
There it is. Better.
Call the F offline 571-624-1941. 1941, like the movie with John Belushi.
Yeah,
Belushi. 1941, when the Allies were taking on the Germans and the Japanese. 1941, when Benny Goodman and his orchestra were at the pinnacle of their success. 1940, that's all.
I typed this into ChatGPT, and I said, what does this spell? And it says, it spells 571-OMERA. And I told ChatGPT, no, it doesn't.
It does not at all. What it does spell,
oh, yeah, it doesn't.
It spells 571-NAG-1941. If you wanted to assign a letter to it, NAG-1941. Because the haters are a little bit, they nag a little bit.
I like to pause when he does something like that. He's got to handle it on his own.
Yeah.
Instead of me doing it, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So it doesn't matter. Hey. Low de bar, stu de bo, de di, ga da, ga da. You don't write it. You say it.
And the chat doesn't count.
No. The chat doesn't, you know.
You don't spell it, son. You eat it.
So we will continue with the broadcast. And every time Josh thinks that it's worthy to put someone through, he will put someone through. And the only caveat for putting somebody through, if you're going to get on the show, you have to tell me to F off today.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we have, over the course of the years, do you take phone calls? Nope. And I'll tell you why. Because of things like this.
Yeah, no one calls.
It's like, what do you mean no one calls?
No, I'm saying that's why we don't do calls. You take it's a bunch of work to take a phone call. And if people don't call, why would we keep taking calls?
Well, I mean, we've had people call in the past. The people that do call are not, they don't have anything to say. So I figured if I gave him the F off rule, he's done it, Rob. He's thrown me for the Leah Remini loop right there.
No.
He has thrown me for the fucking Leah Remini. No one calls.
No,
that's not fucking true.
I've got someone right here. You want to kick it off with someone?
Yes.
All right. Well, that person hung up. So here, we'll take another call.
Okay. All right. Very good.
How about we start with Johnny?
Hey, Leesburg. Johnny. All right. Do I just dive right in?
Yeah.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Fuck off.
All right. That's it.
Love
good first
guys.
Call.
Yeah. No. You get, as soon as that word is said, they are gone. They don't get more, Josh.
Yeah.
I wish I was controlling it.
We'll get you set up to control it on the next time. There is a delay from when I press it, but we've got Rick Schofield right here for you.
Oh,
well, Rick's a friend of the show.
It was such a pleasure. Yeah, such a pleasure meeting you and your son and the island that we went on the last cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It was just fantastic. Be uh-huh. very kind, be yep. very bright.
Uh-huh.
And fuck off, Mike.
So, Mike, as we establish the rules, when they say F off or the more graphic version, that's like saying 10-4, good buddy. That's the end of it.
Don't put it like that, dummy, because if you put it like that, they're going to talk for 3 hours before they say it. No.
Right.
The whole idea of the F off line is people primarily are calling in to tell me to F off.
Okay.
If you put it in rule form, you know, do me a favor.
Here we got Henry.
All right, Henry, hi.
Hello.
Mike O'Mara Show, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Mike?
Peachy, what can we do for you?
F off, I'm calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye. It's a delay. It's like a delay the size of, we might as well be calling Antarctica the way that it's working today.
Antarctica.
Okay, hi, what's his name?
Hi, Mike.
David.
Hi, David.
I just want to say the Tigers sucks, and so do the Red Sox. They stink right now.
They do.
I just want to bitch about it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Now, see, that's a reason we can talk before
that's
you.
It.
Okay. The Red Sox, as I said. Thank you. It's not going to work. It's not going to work until
we
tighten it up.
It's not going to work if they don't.
It's not going to work until we tighten it up. The delay is too much. It's not working. And by the way, to say F off to Josh and Rob when I was told it's working, I knew it wouldn't be. As soon as I got working means I can have a phone conversation with someone without waiting 10 seconds for a response because there's that much of a skip and a delay.
Okay.
That is not working. But we'll
do you want
to we'll muddle through today and then maybe we can try to fix it.
We can try to fix it. Yes.
I don't think it's something. I don't think it's something.
This was using a call screen and software.
Why do we need call screening?
Because I didn't want to give out my phone number.
Okay.
And I didn't want to just answer it as soon as it rings and say, hello, who's there?
That would have been fine with me. You know, I mean, what's worse than saying F off to me? Why would I care what they're going to say, you know?
There does then certainly seem to be a theme to the calls. It's not like we're
seems to be a theme to the whole fucking broadcast today.
Then the idea was that I'd be able to line people up. So, like, now I've got two different people on hold that we could bring into the show. And, again, not put out my phone number. And I guess the software's causing the delay.
Okay. Well, let's try another one.
All right. Well, here is another
one. Already exhausted. Hello?
Mike?
What?
Fuck off!
See, that still does not make me... It always makes me laugh. So far, it makes me laugh.
That was a pretty good textbook call right there.
Well, it was great.
It worked, yeah.
Didn't even know. But it doesn't help when we're all talking over each other, too. That's difficult as well. So, are we ready?
Paul? Paul's here.
Hello,
hi, Paul.
Mike.
Hi.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
And he hung up.
See, he violated the rule. Yeah.
Yes. He failed.
I know there's no rules.
Well, here's what's great. The call sucks, and then you two speak at exactly the same time, so I can't understand either one of you. That is the kind of show we are having today. This is what I would call, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to bottom of my career right now. This is it. It is officially floating down to the bottom right now. I am trying to make it through without having a nervous breakdown today. I will make it through. I've made it through worse times than this. But just simply keep telling me if we have another one, we'll do it. I'm the recipient, so I understand.
All right, well, we've got Matt here.
Hi, Matt.
Hello. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
I love you. Rob. I love you. Mike.
What?
I love you.
And
fuck off.
The only thing.
Yes.
Not to take credit. But I will. The only thing saving this is the F off component.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. That's it. And I welcome everyone for calling in at 571-624-1941. And we will.
Or here is Johnny.
Hi, Johnny. Hi, Johnny.
Can you hear that sound?
Excuse me?
Hip-hop.
Is that a child?
Or a lady.
Yeah.
Very strange.
It is strange.
Very, very
strange. Do you
very
think
strange.
The F-off helps the listener, too?
In what way?
And that they can get it off their chest. And still, it's always thrilling to be on a radio show, especially to say a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here we got someone from Spokane.
Spokane, Washington. Who do we have, Josh?
I don't know. Doesn't
say.
Hi.
Hi, Spokane. What can we do for you?
And now they've hung up. Let's do another one from. I believe this is Dirk.
It's Dirk.
Hi.
Hey, Mike.
What?
Listen, you're working Carla to the bone. It's
Dirk. What?
You're working Carla to the bone, man. And she's not having enough time to be on the air. So, man, you got to do something. We need more Carla. Mike, fuck off.
It brings me out of my misery every time I hear it. I don't like any of the logistics of this.
No.
I don't like
that he misused the phrase, too. You don't work somebody to the bone. You work your fingers to the bone.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You're right.
So if you're going to call the fuck off line, get it right.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Just let me know if we can move forward, Josh. And
we
as
can
soon
move
as
forward.
Okay, I am falling apart.
Why?
I told you yesterday that the hip, where I had my hip surgery, it was, I feel as though something is broken in there.
Yeah.
And I attempted to play golf today and I was successful. It is not getting necessarily worse, but I certainly wasn't able to play
you
my...
You had sort of tested it before you hit the links though, right? So you knew kind of what to expect?
So Saturday was horrible. Sunday was bad. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was okay. Enough that I went out there today, but then I couldn't, play my favorite hobby the way I normally play my favorite hobby, golf.
Are you concerned that you just got back to the golf range after your arm issues? And now you're having issues with your hip?
Welcome to the world of 66. I mean, it is soon to be 67. Did I mention that Mrs. O'Mara, did I mention the gift?
No.
Oh, my God.
A birthday gift?
A birthday Father's Day gift.
Because we are, Mike, dads and grads, 'tis the season.
Oh, my God.
Neither yet, so you got it early.
This is great. So remember when we had the donations for the kids?
Yeah.
For Little League? So Carla she took all that money and bought me a present.
What did she get you?
I'm just kidding. No, you see, helper, that's when you say, stop it. But you're content because deep in your psyche, you would love them to think that I stole money from them because that would help your narrative of being the good guy and me being the evil guy. This is what's the matter with me.
There is no narrative to try to make you look bad and me look good.
Yes, there is.
No, there is not.
So anyway, I got a great present. And thank you, Shafran, for the F off super chat. We appreciate that. $50 super chat. We're not asking for money for it. But if you want to call and say F off, feel free to go ahead and do that. So anyway, Carla says to me, I got you a Father's Day birthday present. It's going to be delivered sometime this week. Says this to me on the weekend. You can either open it or we can wait. I said, well, you know me. I'm not a waiting person.
Now, question, because my daughter has a birthday close to Christmas. And some people in the family that are a little unfeeling will say this is a combination birthday Christmas gift. Uh-huh. And that's never acceptable. How do you feel about the combination of your birthday, which, by the way, ends birthday season, and Father's Day, which falls right in the middle of it?
It tells me if she puts them together, Father's Day, which you and I both know is usually dick.
Oh, today, Carrie said to me, what would you like for Father's Day?
Oh, God.
And I said,
she's the queen of that. And I said, she really is the queen of that.
I said, nothing. And she said, okay. And she danced out like she was going to spread limericks and seashells to all the little children.
Yeah, because she's satisfied.
Yeah.
You said you didn't want anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the combo of the two, to me, says... She was behaving in such a way that I said, first of all, I hadn't expected anything for either one yet.
Yeah.
I hadn't even started talking about, I hadn't even talked about my birthday, and I don't even pay attention to Father's Day. So,
When my birthday passed in March and I was in Miami, she called me and said, happy birthday. I said, thank you. She said, I was going to get some, but cards are so expensive. Yes, they are.
So she says, it's been delivered. You're picking your son up. When you get home, it's going to be on the porch. If you don't want to know what it is, go in through the garage. Don't look at it. Or look at it.
From
the box.
Yeah.
You know the size of the box.
Exactly. I drive up and I see it like from a distance and I'm like, okay, that's easy. I'm with my son. I want to know.
Is it a biggish box? Away. Describe the
biggest
size
box.
Of the box.
Biggest
like,
box.
Like over a foot in all directions?
Yes.
There's one thing Mike's been asking for.
I know.
For 2 years.
A GS.
What's
right?
that?
Golf what? Simulator.
No.
Oh, no, no, no. I was thinking a golf bag.
No.
No.
No. It is a rectangular box.
Oh, it's ice cream.
No, it's not ice cream.
No, it is not ice cream.
If it's rectangular, is it a picture of something?
What?
Is it a picture like a painting or a print or something?
No.
That would be in a long rectangular box.
No.
I thought perhaps a picture of you and me that she had put on canvas.
No, it's like a rectangular cube. It's a box.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a new club.
No, it's bigger
probably
than that.
too wide to be a new club.
Looks like, I'll give you the size of the box, what looks like it could be in it. What could be in it, it looks like it could be a blender or something like okay. A larger blend. It looks like it could be an appliance, and I will give you the hint, it is an appliance.
Is it a kitchen appliance?
It is a kitchen appliance.
It is a fancy new coffee machine.
And I am out of my mind.
Do you care to give the brand, the model? Does it have a big copper eagle on it? What is it?
Jura.
J-U-R-A? How is it spelled?
J-U-R-A.
Okay, it must be so top of the line, I've never heard of it.
A couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Maybe a month ago, I go to my mother-in-law's place, and she says, Mike, would you like a cup of coffee? And I'm like, I would love one, Linda, thank you. And she puts this coffee down, black coffee, in front of me, and I'm right. Like, oh my God. That is the best cup of coffee I think I have ever had in my lifetime. And she goes, well, it's the machine. And I look over and I said, oh, that thing is just... And then she tells me how easy it is to make that cup of coffee. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, this is great. And I can't stop talking about it.
No
pods
or anything? Do you just put in ground coffee? Do you put in beans or ground coffee?
Beans.
Beans!
And I get home and I dive in. And I'm looking at the machine, and the machine is way out of my price range.
Right.
And I'm like, I'll never buy this. And I forgot about it.
Sure.
I just went on, and I completely forgot about it. Now, I drink coffee every single day now Indeed. That I drink coffee. And in many cases, today, probably two big-ass cups of coffee.
Right.
And I don't remember... being more excited about a birthday / Father's Day gift in a very long time. Now, if you say, well, that's no big whoop, it is for me.
Yeah.
And maybe back in the day, the one thing Carla bought me that made me cry like a baby was when she bought me a motorcycle. Do you remember when she bought me a motorcycle?
I do.
And I was all verklempt, and this is the same feeling with she nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. I told her that.
Is it tainted at all by the fact that she also drinks coffee every day?
Well, she really doesn't lately.
Oh, really?
She doesn't. No, she
is
not.
I bet the Jura brings her around.
I hope it does, because it can take the the milk and make the cappuccino and the frappuccino and the froth and all that good. And I'm just, I dive in. I'm looking at videos. I'm reading the entire manual. I'm diving into this thing, and I flipping love it.
Great.
And I used it this morning, and it's fail safe. It tells you when to clean it. It's incredibly sanitary. It disposes of the coffee grounds after every cup. It makes every cup individually and then poops out the coffee grounds into a receptacle that you dump, you can eat.
Is there a setting that it can tell Carla when to clean it instead of you?
God. You better take that up with her. She's listening today. That's Rob that said that, Carla. He said that.
I do have a question, though. Do you have the option to make a pot if you want to?
I don't think so.
Okay. What about really big mug?
You got to double up to a certain extent. You can raise the level of the little spigots, and I think you can add ounces to it. And I think that's the way you do it. I haven't played with that yet. And you know, Rob, the answer to your question, you can raise it all the way up, and I think maybe you can make a pot.
You see,
I think you can.
It would be okay if you can't, because we don't have friends. And I have Carrie uses a Keurig, which also can make a pot of coffee. We've had it for 2 years. How many pots of coffee have we made? Zero.
Yeah.
Because we don't have people over. So,
you know, Rob, I've got a friend for you.
Who?
Here is Scott. Who says he's
Scott.
Calling from Thailand.
Oh, great.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
How you doing, Mike? What's going on?
Just doing the little show, taking calls at 571-624-1941. And are you calling all the way from Thailand? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I am.
That's wonderful.
That explains the delay.
Yes, there you sure it does. That'll work. Scott, what can we do for you today?
Mike, I was wondering, does it ever hurt with Rob's chapped lips sucking up to you day after day after day?
Every day, sir. Every single day.
Now, F off. Fuck off.
all the way from Thailand.
Yeah. Does it hurt living over there and not being in the greatest country in the free world?
I like it when you give back a little bit, too. That's
and I think
fun.
It's the well, first time dick. Rob's praised America.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, no, I love America. I do. I do love America. I just want it to be the best it can be. Yeah. I hate everything about America.
I'll never run for office, so I can say it. I don't.
Well, you don't right now, but you love America. You're a fine patriot.
571-624-1941 is the F-off lines today. I offered it, and now we have delivered on it, and you can call anytime. We might tighten it up. We might actually do that. We might tighten it up and have a less of a delay in the future. Or we might say F off to you and we'll never do it again. So Josh will let us know when
Josh,
we got calls.
Would it help
through.
If everyone called in on a landline?
we will tighten it up.
Yeah.
What Good. We did fix through this process is we can call people now.
Okay.
As
All right.
well.
Oh, okay, that is good.
So, you know, we had issues where we couldn't, and I know now how to fix both of your boards so that either of you can then make phone calls as well.
Okay. But cool. When we get the delay that's done, that'll be easier all the way around. So it's, yeah, exactly. It's a little work in progress.
But,
that we
but
have.
We've got Hugh here.
Hi, Hugh. Where are you calling from?
Oh, Virginia. Good, jolly Virginia. Though I'm from the old country, if you catch my drift.
Is that Ireland?
That would be the United Kingdom.
Ah, the United Kingdom, the old UK. Well, how are you, Hugh? It's nice to hear your voice. What can we do for you?
Oh, yes, last name Grant, by the way. But I have a little bit of news about Donald Geronimo.
Yes, sir.
He has been canceled for calling a fellow reporter a Barbie because she had blonde hair and kind of resembled the doll. So since he has been shit-canned, if you will, I think it would be the least you could do to at least have him on the program to chat about his exile from the mainstream media.
Hugh, I have to point out to you, sir, that story and that incident, I believe, is, would I be accurate in saying that might be 2 years old?
I think three or four.
I think three. And also, I'm beginning to think that
Hugh... Hold on, Rob. Yeah. That's, Hugh, that's 3 or 4 years old, that story.
Nevertheless, it would be a fascination to hear it from his perspective, since no one else has and has only heard the the politically correct, you know, backlash.
I understand. Is there anything else you wanted to say to me, Hugh, while we have you on?
Well, I certainly wouldn't use any vulgarisms against thee because it is a fine program. I just think it would be fun to get some of the old faces back. Also, Mr. Burbank. But other than that, you guys are doing spectacular.
All right. Kind of not what we were looking for. We were kind of looking for you to say F off today. So F off. Or,
you could always tell him.
I did.
Yeah. Did you feel that accent decayed, that it was not real?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I mean,
at least here's where we can to use, find a 4-year-old story.
Mike, here's where you can use the pun and actually say to him, fuck you.
Fuck you, sir.
But you're using his name, you. Yeah.
Anyway, you. So where were we? Somebody said, why
you
don't
love
you
the
do
coffee
that?
Machine, but your body is falling apart.
Well, yes. The body is falling apart, and the coffee machine, it was just a ray of real sunshine until this morning when it was a bit of a fire drill. I hurt. My son went to a birthday party sleepover, got severely sunburned.
Ooh.
And today I wrote this down on my show prep sheet today. I said, call CPS. Do you know what CPS is?
Yeah.
What?
Child Protective Services.
I said, call CPS. I made him go to baseball camp with a sunburn. And it may have been the first time ever that I said to my 12-year-old, man up.
Yeah. He got the sunburn. It's not your fault.
No, but I mean, it was just like this morning was just such a drag. And I think I'm going to be fine. But at the same time, I have titanium and ceramic and I have, a drilled metal part into my femur. I have artificial parts and I'm thinking, have they failed after fucking 8 years when they're supposed to last for 20? So it was a bit of a morning and I finally was just like, get out there and do that. I said, who is this camp run by? Mr. Turco. I said, who is Mr. Turco? He's the head varsity baseball coach. Exactly. What's the sport you play? Yes, it's baseball. Get in the car!
When Michael got to practice, did anyone ask him if he played for the Reds?
It was. I bought.
Just remind him.
Yes.
That if he continues to get sunburn, they'll have to melt his face off also.
That's true.
It's frustrating.
Runs
man.
In the family. Yeah.
There are just days that it all sort of spirals together.
Yeah.
And I find Tuesdays to be the new Wednesday. I used to think Wednesday was the day everybody went into work, everybody got crazy, everybody was spinning like a top. No, it's Tuesday. Tuesday is the official day of the week, the real work day of the week. That is the real work day of the week.
Yep. It shifted because when we started the podcast, it was a Thursday thing. But that was before all of the COVID and everything. And what we decided was that no one was going to work on Friday. So they really had to apply themselves on Thursday so they could totally blow off Friday. But it shifted now. Mm-hmm. And now Tuesday's the day. Eventually, no one will work at all.
Right. Yeah. It's work hard Tuesday, wrap things up on Wednesday, clear out.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. But with today, the purpose of today's show, the reason we're all here today, we have given you listeners, the haters, full range of our phone line today at 571-624-1941. You are enabled, and we enable you to call in and tell me to F off. Mm-hmm. If that's what you want to do, please take advantage, have fun, knock your little dick in the dirt, and enjoy yourself as much as you want to. And I will deal with sunburn and a failing left hip, and I will not watch soccer anymore. I'm officially done. Can't do it.
You're done with it?
How much did you try?
I tried enough. I tried enough, and it's not that, although it could be, it's not that it's a low-scoring, low action
it
game
is both,
with a lot of running, but because actually when you see a corner kick or you see a free kick or you see a breakaway, it can be very exciting to watch and the crowd goes crazy, but it is low scoring. That's the way it is. And it's a huge pitch, with the ball that can travel anywhere. This is the nail in the coffin.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen my last skinny guy with big tree trunk legs fall down pretending that he's hurt when he is nothing of the kind.
Yeah.
Is what really
kills me. Did you see the guy
me.
Yesterday who fell down because it was sunburn?
Thank you. Good callback. I can't stand that. I really do.
Do you think it would be a better game if it was the same with the same number of players and the same ball, but they played it on a basketball court?
Well, it is more fun and exciting because that would be like indoor soccer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So like the Baltimore Blast.
Let me ask Josh.
Your favorite.
I went to one. Covered
Josh,
it.
Josh, I have to ask you a question. Did you get any blowback about the topless woman on the Biden White House lawn? Did you get any shit about that? I saw that all over.
Many emails and messages.
Right.
People on my team saying, thank you for saying something to Mike.
Okay, so you got your lovers were there?
Yeah, I got, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the letters of support, not the letters of hate.
That really makes me happy. Did Hugh write?
I wrote it. No, the fact is that this lady that did this was reprimanded and asked not to return after she did that. And when the picture was taken, she was covering her breasts with her hands. That's the photograph we are referring to.
Not in the picture I had.
Well, that's
of course not the picture you had.
I'll find the other picture of him for you.
But it's I did a dive on it. So to speak.
Good. I'm glad you did a deep dive.
Mm-hmm. What are you laughing at, Rob?
I'm laughing at the fact that Josh is staying with this like it's a real thing that happened, that Biden designed it.
No, because my issue is the whole event, not the one person.
I see.
But the event and the party on the White House lawn.
What, a gay
I
think pride is an event? Affront.
Yeah, I think it's an affront to the Christian church.
Oh, all right.
And the, well, and the and Christians in America to force it. We saw it with the with Major League Baseball and some Giants players this past week.
So. I'm not sure that that's how you presented it initially.
No,
I think
it's not,
you presented it as Biden.
Initially, I was trying to avoid the whole thing.
Okay. All right. I still think it's okay.
And I enjoyed the UFC. And I think it's really,
I think the,
was really done well.
I think I was offended by it.
Okay.
I think it was stupid with a bunch of very dumb people saying very dumb things like
agreed.
Michelle Obama is a man.
Well, yeah,
really
I,
dumb,
well, was,
big cauliflower ear dipshit who's up there with Dana, degenerate gambler White, and licking Trump's butt. And, you know, it just
and I'm glad
it was,
to see
you know,
with that comment, everyone turned on him. Dana White said it was wrong. Everyone there said it was wrong. Trump took off that guy's medal thing because of it. So I like that they all responded right to that because that was wrong.
That's okay. Bad, of course, but I still feel that the event in and of itself was shameful. To try to make an event at the White House lawn, the people's house, as they call it.
A guy called me, said degenerate gambler. It was just like funny because I'm a degenerate gambler.
But that is the people's house, and to do an event like that, I'm not against having a fighting event, but to ally it with a celebration of America and his own birthday, that's the kind of thing you should do on the National Mall. And I think if he did it on the National Mall near the reflecting pool that he ruined, then you've got something. I don't think it belongs at the White House. That's just me. That's I think it's shameful.
Well, he's talking to you, Josh, not talking to
me. And I wasn't prepared to get into this argument. I mean, we know Roosevelt had a boxing ring at the White House because he would box. We have stupid things like the Easter egg roll on the White House lawn. How do you draw the line?
Well, there's nothing more Christian than that, you blasphemer.
With the big Easter bunny?
That is blasphemer.
We do Halloween costumes on the thing.
You'd rather have stinky old Dana White than an Easter egg roll?
No,
come on,
your side is not upset about it being a fight or UFC or this American Pride event.
Oh, wait.
That you're upset that it was a Trump event. No matter what he did up there, you guys were going to get upset.
Hold on. First of all, the idea of the way this was done, I haven't even said anything really about that particular fight. What I'm talking about specifically and what I referenced yesterday was that big dipshit that made the racist comment, trope. And by the way, if you want to see the common thread, it's racism. It is. And if you can't see it, you're blind. That's the thread that weaves through all of it. It all comes from them, not us. It all comes from misogyny and sexism and transphobia and racism. That's where it all comes from. And there's no better example than these big, hairy, stinky, tough guys that are afraid of their own shadow. In particular, the black man. And I get frustrated by taking
UFC is racist.
I think the people that say Michelle Obama is a man. You are taking
One guy's comment, and you're also taking out the trans person that took her.
That's from your side.
No, it's your fucking side. No, it's your argument, Mike, because you said, well, Biden had nothing to do with the trans person removing her top. Well, Trump had nothing to say what this guy says. It's the same argument.
No, but I am also saying that the racist trope of Michelle Obama being a man, being transgender, has existed on right-wing websites since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
That has been going on forever. It doesn't come from Occupy Democrats.
No, but it didn't come from the event. It came from one guy.
I know it came. It doesn't matter.
Out.
But I'm saying...
As but that
the
was your
trans
argument
woman.
Yesterday.
But I am saying when a guy says that, it doesn't surprise me that that attitude exists, and he got a big cheer when he said it, because the people that like that, there are more people on the team that go to this event to either support Trump, support MMA, support Dana White, Trump supporter, and those people have been, it doesn't come from left-wing websites, Josh,
no,
it comes from right-wing websites.
Right, But my side is also tired of being pushed with your agendas and what you guys think on your side as well. It's on both sides.
It is not.
And here, when you're calling out one guy,
you can both sides it all you want. But the fact is that when you hear that, it doesn't surprise me when something like that comes out from somebody who's a believer. And when you say you're offended as a Christian by gay people, my mother was a good Christian. She wasn't offended by gay people.
I'm not offended. I'm offended that it's forced on our children.
I don't, and that's what that's, I think, what the Christian right hides behind, that it's forced on our children. I am not aware that it was ever that by supporting the gay community that I ever have forced anything on anyone. I just say live and let live. That's what I say. And I think that people that are offended or feel like it's going to poison the minds of our children, I think they'd rather smoke a pole than most people ever would anyway. I really believe that. I think that the people that are all up in people's faces about transphobia and being gay and everything like they maybe you have to look in the mirror and take a look at themselves. I believe no matter what, if you want to spend a weekend with your, your transgender lover, or you want to spend time with your gay friends or your anything you want, it doesn't affect me or my children. It really doesn't. What affects people is when you hate. And that's what I'm against like hating on anybody. Let people live their lives. That's the way I look at it.
Hate results in divisiveness. And I think that's the biggest problem our country faces now, if you want to paint with a mighty broad brush. It's not a gray area anymore. And Mike said it. It's them. It's their team. It's that guy versus me, my team. And they're not seeing eye to eye on anything. And when he announced this fight, I know there were people that supported it. And then that becomes a divisive issue. Why is he doing it? I can't believe he's doing it. I'm glad he's doing it. There's just no common ground anymore. And what you say is don't hate and live and let live. That's the first step to getting some common ground.
Yeah,
your side isn't live and let live. Your side is hate everything this man does and his supporters, and it's all hate, it's all hate, it's all hate. You guys are pushing hate by declaring hate, by saying the other team is hating.
Well, what if you hate hate? Does that make you a hater? True, I'm curious.
That's funny. That's funny. What I, the fact that Donald Trump has the long list of felony convictions, the sexual harassment civil suit that was that he lost, the fact that he has really never ever come out and done anything other than attack his enemies and nonstop attack his enemies and doesn't feel joy for others, doesn't feel empathy for people. The presidency, as I look at it as a whole, has been one of constant attacks coming from the highest office in the land. Pre-Donald Trump, Republicans and Democrats that won the office, they won. That was their middle finger. They didn't have to spend 4 years of petty ranting constantly, nonstop. It diminishes the presidency. It diminishes the office. You're supposed to hold yourself to a higher standard. And when you bring up false equivalency with Joe Biden and Bill Clinton, and when it goes back and back and back, everybody on the Democratic team said Bill Clinton was an asshole for what he did.
And everybody called him out. Bad things. Everyone
What's that?
Calls him out.
Yeah,
I've never supported Trump's bad things. I've been on here and told you there's things I don't like about the guy.
Yeah, but when you say that all we do is hate everything he does, it's very difficult to find things he doesn't do that he does that don't piss me off.
Exactly.
Because he's always ranting and raving. And as far as policy is concerned, I mean, he ran on a bunch of stuff, Josh, that he hasn't delivered on. You have to admit that.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I mean,
that's the politics of it. But as far as, you know, really the MMA fight, I don't know. I think it just is. I accuse them of not of anything anti-American or anti-woke or anti-trans or anti-gay. Might be that one guy that said that stupid comment about Michelle Obama. I accept that. What I accuse them of, it seems tacky. It seems like a tacky event to have that. That's all. That was the point I have. Having the MMA thing, it usually it takes place in a, a casino or a casino arena, you know. Right, so tacky is the, that's about it. I don't have anything much more to say about it, you know. Mm-hmm.
Josh?
Yeah. No, I mean, tacky, sure. I thought it was a cool event.
I mean, I
it's not for everyone.
You think it was a cool event because it was at the White House?
Yeah, I think if you could get past the Trump part, you being a guy that likes the UFC would have enjoyed it.
You know, my kid watched it. My kid watched it with all his Republican little friends.
Yeah, he probably had a great time. They were good fights.
When he watched it, when Michael watched it, was he into or did he react to the fact that it's on the lawn of the White House? Did it mean anything to him? Mike, I'm asking you. Or was it just another fight for him?
I don't know. He's around. We live in the reddest part of Florida. So, I mean, he's around a lot of it.
Well, that's so sad because then they've also, the youth has seen the power of the White House and the presidency diminished if they're okay with that event.
I have no idea if this is because he lives in a red state.
Right.
I have no idea. But I will tell you that I hear it every day, the type of stuff that he is dealing with online and with his buddies. Mm-hmm. And I sense it. I don't know specifically. And, I do my very best to try to put things in perspective, but it's kind of a weird,
it trickles down
world
from their parents.
Are there any other people calling to tell me to F off right now?
No, I think this rant shut everyone up.
Okay. All right. So
Dana White didn't call?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. We have to take a break. And after we do, I'll have some tidbits. And I'm exhausted. My hip hurts. My son has a sunburn. And, can I say one last thing?
Of course.
When the name Michelle Obama comes up, and when that woman is maligned, insulted, taken to task, it hurts. Because I do believe that she, by miles, is one of the greatest first ladies we've ever had in the office. I think she is without question. And I think the hate comes from a lot of people that because she's a black woman, that drives them fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. I think if you look at Barack Obama and his family, he wasn't out saying, I'll grab people by the pussy. Mm-hmm. And we look at that as a much better time. You guys look at it as, oh boy, he's bad. Why he's bad, I don't know. Drives me nuts. Drives me nuts when they slam her. And everybody goes, yay! All the bald guys with cauliflower ears. We will take a break, and we will come back with more fun on the mic.
Friends, a quick warning. Beware of the takers. You know the type. They listen to the free show Monday through Thursday and give nothing back. Tisk, tisk. For shame. But us, we're different. We're the givers. We give you the bonus show every Friday. We've got the goods, unfiltered, unrestricted, all access and fun. Because more access means more laughs. You deserve the good stuff, the extra stuff. We're talking TMOS extras, unpredictable bonus content you won't find anywhere else. Or go big with the commercial free feed, complete with the bonus show every single week. Sign up today because your bonus subscription keeps this whole party rolling. You fuel the fun and we keep it coming. So smash that bonus show tab at MikeOmeraShow.com and jump in. The water's fine. Be a giver. It feels great and the laughs are guaranteed.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hit the music, Slim. We're ready for some tidbits for today. And we start off with something that is related to what we were talking about before. The United States and Iran have reached a deal to end fighting and reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and Trump announced it on his 80th birthday. You all know that happened just before hosting the big fight on the White House lawn. That's how diplomacy works now. Trump declared on Truth Social, I hereby fully authorize the toll-free opening of the Strait of Hormuz. Ships of the world, start your engines. happens. Let the oil flow. The S&P 500 jumped nearly 2%. Oil prices dropped 5%. And a formal signing ceremony is set for Friday in Switzerland. You know, not a mic drop, a Truth Social drop.
Yeah, do so you don't need a speed pass or an easy pass to get through the straits?
It's open.
Now.
It's great. Open. And I hope the market, I don't know what the market did today. I haven't had time to check it. So I'm not sure whether it responded with another good day
this
today.
This is but, truly a huge event for birthday season.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's bigger than the coffee maker.
It's good. Close. It's very close.
Oh, and there you go. I'll give you an example. That's something I know he, I don't think he should have started the war, but if he's ending the war and we have a peace deal, that's a good thing that they've all done. How about that? Is that good?
Yes.
Do I wasn't asking you.
No.
Okay.
If it's wrapped up and we can get gas prices down and deal with the inflation, and if it really means Iran now doesn't have a nuclear weapon and a path to nuclear weapon, then good.
We can all agree on that. Amen. See? Mm-hmm. See, that's possible.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
And, you know, let's move on.
I heard that Iran has one nuclear item left, but it's gay. So I don't know
God
how that affects everybody.
One man has already stolen the entire World Cup. His name, I hope I get this right, is Vozina, goalkeeper for Cape Verde. And Vozina is Portuguese for little grandmother. A nickname he earned as a kid when older boys would beat him on the pitch and tease him about going home to cry to his grandparents. The 40-year-old made 7 saves to hold Espanha, the reigning Euro champions, to a scoreless draw in Atlanta. He left the field in tears because his mom couldn't afford the visa to be there. His Instagram went from 46,000 followers to nearly 5 million overnight.
Yeah.
Internet, you know what to do. So if you see Vozina out there from Cape Verde, I think the only Cape Verde is the song, Buddy Rich song called Cape Verde Blues. That's the only thing I know.
It means green cape.
Green cape. Thank you. The new film, Stop That Train. Are either one of you familiar
with
this?
I've seen the press the for it. Isn't it all exclamation points? Stop, exclamation point, that, exclamation point, train.
That's what it says here.
Yes.
Stop that train.
It's written like how Scott Shannon would say it.
Stop that train. It has RuPaul starring as the president of the United States. Oh, God. Saving a train from a massive stormaganza alongside drag queens.
You don't like RuPaul as president?
Sure.
Sounds
why not?
Great.
Yeah. There you go. See? He said that. I didn't.
Yeah.
I kind of poo-pooed the idea.
Send I thought that sounds great.
Why in the world would you want a reality TV star to be your president?
alongside drag queens Jujubee and Ginger Minj.
Both great.
To recap, the president is a drag queen, the train is on fire, and the nation is saved by sequins. At this point, it feels like a documentary. Yeah. Also in theaters, the Scary Movie franchise is back. It's got the Wayans brothers. Great.
It's so good.
Featuring Anna Faris and Regina. I don't know how Anna Faris looks lately. It's been a while since
think she probably looks fine.
Regina Hall is also in it, and it's busy lampooning horror legacy sequels while itself being a horror legacy sequel. That is either a genius or a cry for help. Summer at the Movies, officially unhinged and coming to a theater near you, people.
Yeah,
very excited about that. America has done it. We have put Jesus on a subscription plan.
Good. This is good. This is very good.
A California tech company called Just Like Me now lets you hop on a video call with an AI-generated avatar of Jesus Christ at $1.99 per minute. He speaks through not-quite-synced lips with the occasional glitch. So basically, Jesus on bad Wi-Fi, which feels about right for 2026. When the Associated Press interviewed the AI Jesus directly, he said, and please take this in, quote, "I see AI as a tool that can help people explore scripture like a lamp."
Yeah.
A lamp. Jesus called himself a lamp for $1.99 a minute. One expert declared that AI cannot pray for you because it is not alive.
Smart expert.
You are arguing theology with a chatbot in 2026, and we do not know who is winning.
I want
the guy that's getting that $1.99 a minute is winning.
That's true. And not even sure what his religious preference is.
When can they generate like a Jesus hologram like Tupac?
That's
when I'm in. Yeah,
I really hope so. I think, you know.
Jesus in modern clothes.
Like really modern.
Yeah, really
maybe
good.
Maybe a modern hairdo.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking like a Steve Harvey suit and Josh's hair.
Very exciting. A French museum has filed a criminal complaint after a banana taped to a wall, a $120,000 artwork called Comedian by artist Maurizio Catalan, was stolen from the Pompidou Metz Museum.
Oh, named after Georges Pompidou.
The part that is important is the banana is replaced every 3 days anyway, and this is not the first time a hungry visitor stole it.
Hmm.
Last July it happened. Somewhere out there, a person is currently being investigated by French police for eating a snack.
Yeah.
The thief either made a bold artistic statement or was simply hungry. That is your news for today, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed that. We will continue with this program. I hope you've enjoyed yourself. Be happy. Make somebody else and all that and so much, so on and so forth, ladies and gentlemen.
The French mic is la banane.
La banane?
Yeah, I remember that from France.
Bonjour.
Hello.
La banane. Hope you're enjoying it. Navigating life these days isn't always easy. Trust me, I get it. Stress, burnout, anxiety, family work. Sometimes it all adds up and you realize maybe it's time to talk to someone.
Yeah.
But finding a therapist who actually takes your insurance, that can feel like a full-time job, and it's no fun. No fun at all.
These are not fun for you.
No fun. That's where Rula comes in. Rula, Rula, Rula. Remember that name. They connect you with licensed therapists and mental health providers covered by insurance. Very important. They work with over 100 insurance plans with average copays around $15 a session, sometimes even $0. That depends on your coverage. They'll help match you with a provider who fits your needs and preferences, with appointments available as soon as tomorrow. Taking care of yourself shouldn't wait. Get started with Rula today. Mental health should be affordable and accessible. Visit Rula.com/TMOS to get started. That's RULA.com/TMOS. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Rula, we appreciate that. Back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Oh, we do we have another?
No, thingy? I wanted to put a stinger at the end of the Rula ad.
Okay, thank you. So the line is still technically open till the end of the show.
Yeah.
If you are a hater that would like to call and tell me to F off or fuck off,
yeah.
Yes, you can use the real word. The phone number is 571-624-1941. But as predicted by, I believe, Mr. Soroka, you know, people are okay online. It's just when it comes to really calling and doing it, I don't.
They hide behind the keyboard.
They do. They do. Do you want to talk about Josh's favorite ride or Josh's man massage, Rob Spiewak?
Well, you know, I love rides. But the man massage, I think, is I think that's ratings gold. Mm-hmm. Let's talk man massage.
Let's go to our number one homophobe, Mr. Josh Soroka.
That's not the truth.
Well, he doesn't want to, look, when he's getting his massage.
Yeah.
And to be honest, just personal preference, I'm not all that happy. I've had it happen before. I don't like the man massage.
Hmm.
So what happened is Kelly got us a couples massage for our anniversary.
Okay.
So it was.
Hey, we said okay at the same time, Rob.
I feel
the
really
two
dumb.
Time fillers.
No delay there.
No dead air. Go ahead. Start again.
So okay. We had that.
All right. Go
so
ahead.
We had that on Sunday.
Hmm.
But about a week ago, Kelly said, "Do you want a man or a woman?" And I said, "I guess a woman. I've never had a man before."
Right.
So she put in that notice, and I got a text on Thursday and said, "Confirming your massage."
That is not okay, Mike.
Sorry about that.
And it said, "Confirming your massage with Holly." And I said, "Okay," and hit confirm. And then I show up on Sunday, and they give me the little paper to fill out, and at the top it says Chance. And I go, I guess that's a last name?
Holly Chance.
Chance Armstrong.
Exactly.
King.
That's
so
right.
So then Kelly and I are in the waiting room and we're waiting. And two guys come out and grab us and say, "All right, come with us." And that's when I realized that, I have a man giving me a massage.
A man named Chance.
Which I've never really thought about before. And I get enough massages that I know it's like a medical procedure. So it doesn't matter to me.
Well, it's like just a medical procedure in certain places. You know, as long as it's not a Bob Kraft situation.
Well, it can be medical, Mike, if precision is at play. You don't want a sloppy surgeon.
Right.
And I don't think Bob Kraft went for medical reasons.
I don't know.
But I had a medical masseuse for years. Her name was Suki Cranktugger, and she was, I think she was certified. I think there was a license on the line.
She was a PA, wasn't she? Not a full doctor.
I know that there were medical certificates all over the building.
Sure, yeah.
You know, right behind the curtain.
Beaded curtain.
So it didn't matter to me. It just threw me off because everything leading up to that was different.
Yeah.
And now there was a switch out. So no problem. Took care of everything. Massage
was he big? Was he a big, strong, strapping guy?
No. He was smaller than me. A small guy.
Mike, okay. When we were in Iceland, did you take a massage at that hotel?
I did not.
Okay.
I did,
and that I got a man that day.
Okay.
And he was strong. Like a good chiropractor should be.
My wife, Carla, at her brick and mortar store, there is a guy that works there, I think, one or two days a week. And he is a male masseuse. I used him one time. He was so strong and so intense that I have not been back. And
yeah.
he was a little too strong for me.
I remember that in Iceland. It was not the after effects weren't pleasant. I mean, you felt beat up.
Well, and also I didn't like the banter that went on. I'm trying to think what he said. Something like, come on. What did he say? Come on. Squeal.
No, he didn't say that. This is Ned, your masseuse.
No, and
come on. Squeal good.
An older, big, stronger guy.
Okay.
He was older?
So hers was, yes.
Oh, hers was. So she had a guy.
Mine was younger. Yeah. We both had guys. Mine was younger, smaller. Hers was bigger and older.
Yes.
All right. So,
he looked like Palmer Courtland children.
Well, it's a couple's massage, so we're side by side. But I'm like, all right, I get massages, but couples massages are generally like relaxing massages.
Sure.
And I had a rough night the night before, so I didn't get much sleep. So
was it because of your Superman dive into bed? Was that hurting you?
No.
Is that how you got on the massage table?
No, I'm a little bit better from that.
Good, I'm glad.
No, I got no sleep the night before because the dog decided it wanted to vomit every 90 minutes.
Did you, when you got the masseuse, you find that you're just a little uptight?
Just thrown off, a little like...
I'm slightly more...
Well, I did. I told Kelly afterwards, like, it took me a while to just relax.
Yeah.
Where I was more tense than with a woman. It makes no sense because I wasn't uncomfortable with it.
It's unusual for your procedure. Now, when you're in a couple's massage, and Carrie and I have had a couple of them, do you talk with Kelly or do you just totally tune out?
Okay. No, and I put on the sheet that I didn't want to talk to
piece of
Do you have
paper.
Your underwear on or your underwear off?
No, I go nude. I got nothing. I got a sheet and that's it. Sheet and a blanket and a heated bed.
When you and Carrie had your massages, were you naked under the sheet?
Carrie was. I was wearing chainmail. No, I kept my boxers on, I believe, yes.
But how about the masseuse?
The masseuse was also wearing chainmail. masseuse. Yeah.
I like a lady. I like a lady because I like the soft touch. I like the gentleness of that. That's what I prefer.
That's what the difference was.
Mm-hmm.
Was it... was the bigger, rougher hands than what I'm used to.
We have a place in town that Carla and I went to on Sunday to get foot rubs. That's our little... that's our little treat that we get. That's true. We get a little treat, little foot, and then, a little foot to knee to groin. No.
Sure. Are they rough on the feet or are they gentle?
They're phenomenal. The guy, I got the owner of the joint, and I'd never had him before, and he was, OUT, Carla had to give me the elbow because I was snoring in the chair next to her, and it was spectacular.
Have you ever lost a nail?
No.
Well, that's good.
But also, if you get like a pedicure, right, in one of those, one of them nail salons.
Sure.
My wife, who's a veteran, in fact, has one right next to where her store is, says that she pretty much judges the pedicurist on the foot and calf massage that you get after the nails are done.
Yeah, I think that would be true. That's good to go, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it's fun. It's fun, and fun's the best thing. Now, would you go back to the guy?
Chance.
Well, here's the problem. The problem is, at one point, I look over at Kelly, and she's getting a nice massage, nice and calm massage, and he has me bending like a pretzel, where he is taking my legs and bending it all the way up. And
I don't like that. Me
do different poses, and it's like not, that. Again,
did he walk on your
what
back?
I signed up for. No, okay. But that's the thing. I didn't sign up for a place that would walk on my back and bend me all over the place. So
and
it
you
was
didn't. Was there choices on the form that said, like...
It was, where's your pain? And
he said she's on the other table.
And I put relaxing and I put my shoulder pain. And the guy says, well, what about your butt and your hips? And I'm like, oh, well, that my hips.
He said, what about your butt?
Yeah.
You wanted to work on your buttocks?
He did. He did.
I would reply to that, what about your butt?
Now, I will say.
Only if you put on Mickey Mouse ears.
Look out.
Hello.
There was one point that I went to Kelly afterwards and said, did the guy do this to you? Because it was new to me.
Okay. Did your chance, did he have a, I hate to go this route, but did he have a celebrity that he resembled at all to help us picture him?
You know what? Tony Hinchcliffe. Short, thin guy.
one of your
yes.
heroes.
Yes.
One of your big
one
heroes.
One of those guys where if you made some changes, you could go with either team.
Okay. All right. I get it. Yeah. That's true. All right. All
I was hoping he looked like the Nate Bargatze of 10 years ago.
No.
Maybe, without the fancy hair.
Yeah, exactly.
A little younger Nate Bargatze, maybe.
Okay.
But at one point, he took the sheet.
Yeah, he did.
And I'm laying on my stomach.
Yeah.
And I just feel a poke as he shoved the sheet into my butt. Like... Just
hold
a tiny
on.
Bit.
Yes, I know. I'm trying to go to break here, and I can't now when you say that. What?
I was trying
he
to
took the finger and he put it in your hole?
He took a finger and poked the sheet in between two pillows.
Okay, so it wasn't in the well, but it was,
was
the well cap
there.
Was off.
There was a sheet there, but it was just a little bit of, and I was like, was he trying to get me to hold the sheet?
He checked there? The oil barrister. Yeah. And he checked
it was
the oil.
A little
sure.
Threw me off.
We'll like, revisit this,
I
folks.
Didn't sign up for that.
This is not the end of this discussion, I guarantee you, but we do have to move on here. Let me tell you about another fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the fabulous Margaritaville Cruise Line. The secret of a happy life is always having something to look forward to. So why not look forward to the TMOS Cruise 2027. I think we should have a live F-off line for me. As a matter of fact, on the cruise, I think everybody should greet me with F-off.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were you going to say, Josh?
Yeah, the cruise is better than this, than on Saturday.
Yes, it is.
For the cruise.
Get on it and start the anticipation. This year, it's a better price. It's a longer trip. It's more notice because we're letting you know. It's not until January of next year. Join us, all of us, and your fellow Americans aboard the all-new Margaritaville at Sea Islander, sailing January 21st, 2027. You can enjoy 5 days and 4 nights of laughs, a live podcast recording, meet and greets, tropical weather in the dead of winter, and plenty of time to unwind. We depart from Tampa. You'll get 2 relaxing days at sea, a Saturday stop in beautiful Cozumel, and 1 final chill day before heading home on Monday. It's a beautiful ship, and yes, there's exclusive swag. Every guest gets the TMOS gift bag. Call 800-814-7100. Full details are at tmospodcast.com. Just click store, book now, and lock in your price, and we'll see you on deck. No FOMO for you.
Now, I bet they have great massages on that ship.
You know what?
Because the MSC, I will say this. I know everyone, it wasn't exactly right for the show, but they had maybe the best massage that I've ever had there.
That's because you're so attractive.
Spot. Well, yes, of course.
Well, how attractive do you think you are?
Well, you have to rate yourself on 1 to 10, Mike, if you're going to rate yourself on being attractive.
Does that mean at your peak or as you are?
The question that was on the Reddit poll was, on a scale of 1 to 10, How would you rate your attractiveness? That's all they said.
So that would be today.
I would have to guess currently, yeah. Mm-hmm. So not with a sheet up your ass.
Well, what gives you an extra point.
Okay, so it's a scale of 1 to 10.
10 being the most beautiful.
All right.
1 being the least. Hmm. I can give you statistics of how America answered, but I myself think that I am a 5.
Okay, Josh?
I think I'm a 7.
I have a lot of flaws. I'm not as young as I used to be. I give myself a 2.
Just a 2?
A 2.
No, yeah. Mike, you're at least a 5.
I am basing
Think of
it,
your personality.
I am basing it on attractiveness to the opposite sex. Is that what you kind of judge
I was
it,
saying
right?
to all people.
Yeah, all
no,
people.
I think I
even
think
chance.
I think I'm a 2. I'm a 2 or 3.
Really?
Yeah.
I would put you. I think
I
that,
got a turkey neck. I'm losing my hair. I have spotty old age arms.
You have the greatest personality. Your eyes are.
I thought this was physical attractiveness.
Well, no. This is just attractiveness. How would you rate your attractiveness?
Serious
your brand
answer.
New face.
Yeah. Serious. Well. No, right after you get that done, after they burn that off your face, it does feel pretty good, especially like on the sides right here. Oh, smooth as a baby's ass. But I'm going to give myself a 3. I'm
okay,
a 3.
I think you're higher than a 3, and I think also a 7 might be a little much. I'm just saying. That's all.
Well, he's younger, and you know, is. He doesn't have that. He doesn't have the chin scrote that I have.
No,
You know, that's what, you know.
But he also doesn't do voices.
Hey, you know,
but this
hey,
was just attraction.
Lance,
don't open your mouth.
Lance, F you, Lance. Fuck you, Lance. 2, Mike is being generous.
You know, Mike, before we get to the stats, I thought of you as I was going through my dad's stuff this weekend.
Yeah.
My dad loved art. He loved museums. He loved paintings and sculpture. He had 3 books in a row on his shelf called The Impressionists. And I kept wanting to grab one and sending it to you. I can't find your name in here. I looked next to Fred Travellina and everything. It's the Impressionist.
Oh, my God. Rob and I are having our little moment here. I watched an entire segment of Frank Gorshin where he came out and he did Batman as different characters. Like
Bert Sullivan? Like mid to late 60s, right?
It was Dean Martin, and Burt Lancaster as Batman and Kirk Douglas as Robin.
His Kirk Douglas and his Burt Lancaster, that's the best thing he ever did.
But it's like, he's so Gorshin.
Oh,
he's
I know.
So
he's the Gorshinist of them all. All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, here's how it fell out. 3% of people said 1. 3% of people granted themselves a 1, basically saying you're hideous. Mike, 8% said 2 or 3.
Okay.
So if you say 2 or 3, you're among 8%.
Mm-hmm.
I said 5. 30% said 4 or 5, middle of the road on a good day. Maybe I could go to a 6 if I had beautiful flowing hair, but I don't have hair anymore, so that ship has sailed. Josh, 47.
More than that.
Well, I mean, it couldn't hurt. It couldn't hurt. 47% said, oh, you'll like this, kids. 6'7", 6 or 7.
Hey.
Yeah. Slightly more attractive than not. So, Josh, you are on the upper end of that.
I'd be on the upper end.
Okay. Good.
If you split a room of people in half, I'd be on the better half.
I'd be right in the middle. Actually, I wouldn't be there because I'd still be in the basement. 8% said an 8 or a 9. That's pretty high praise for yourself, isn't it? Calling yourself an 8 or a 9?
8 or a 9. Yeah. You know, it's not high praise for yourself if it's deserved. Yeah.
And those numbers shift based on the part of the country you're in.
Oh, that's true. I like when people say, like, you're a New York 5, but an Iowa 8.
I don't know how – I've talked about her on the show a lot. I don't know how old she is exactly, but she's all about no plastic surgery. And,
is this Carla?
This is Paulina Poroskova.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, she's getting up there.
And she's doing a lot of videos, and she is amazing to look at.
I'm not going to say the word, but she is.
She really is good looking, and she likes to do things about, you know, just keeping it real. And it's why I think women who age without plastic surgery
are
stunning.
84.
No.
That's
no,
a
lie. She's 61.
She's 61. She looks great. She really does. She looks great. And no Nothing's been done.
No, I found a picture of her with a sheet. It was great.
And a finger.
Mike?
Yes.
Someone who looks perfect in every way.
Yeah, well, a 10?
Yeah, 2% gave themselves a 10.
Wow.
Who's gutsy like that?
You don't want to be anyone friends with those people.
In your life? I mean, leave Carla out of it. Do you know anyone in your life who could honestly say, I'm a 10?
Like people that I've known?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, my God, yes.
Like Jimmy?
Yeah. Huh? No, I've met 10s forever, mostly women. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely stunning women. Stunning, right. Beautiful women that I would call 10s.
They are perfect in every way.
Very difficult to find flaws.
Okay.
And, right. And I think that, I got lucky. I got when I got married, I hit the lucky train. I did. I really, really
Carla
did.
Carla says that to me all the time about herself.
That's
how lucky she got. Mike, some comments that were at the bottom of the Reddit feed. In terms of conventional attractiveness, I'm a 2 or a 3, but my boyfriend thinks I'm a 10, so it doesn't matter.
I also think that I reserve the right to go back in time and tell you that would be a different situation back in the day. But I was never...
What was your rating?
At my best, I was a 6.
Okay. All right.
But never bank more. Account made him a 10.
That's it. Hit the music, Slim. That's the kicker right there. That's
and
how
that's
you go to
how
commercial.
That's how we play the game, Mike. That's
Thank
the
you.
That is the way we play the game. So.
I appreciate that. And this portion of our program is brought to you by Omaha Steaks Burgers. It's Disclosure Day today. I will disclose the story of Omaha Steaks. Their famous steak burger sale officially on. These aren't those sad, dry, gray discs from the food truck at your friend Josh's Senior Citizen Softball League. Oh, no! These things are big, thick, juicy, steakhouse-quality behemoths made from filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, brisket, and sirloin. Burger royalty.
Yes.
The kind of burgers that make your grill proud. That's right. You can talk to it after you cook them. The grill will say, told you. For just $99.99, you get 20 huge 6-ounce steak burgers plus 8 free Wagyu smash burgers. That's 28 delicious reasons to fire that grill up. They go straight from freezer to grill to your belly. Premium beef, pure backyard glory. Your taste buds will thank you. They will make your tummy say, howdy. So get ready for grilling season with the mouthwatering Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Pack, including 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers, 28 burgers for just $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and as a bonus, use promo code Mike, M-I-K-E, to get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details. And remember, beef is the word. Beef is the word.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Time.
Mike, I know you okay. I always thought you were a 6 at least.
Thank you.
But I know you also have a problem with e-bikes. And I think Josh shares that as well.
Yeah, we both been through it.
And yep. If teens hop on e-bikes and take over Walmart, that's bad, right?
Bad, right?
Yeah, whoa.
Walmart turned into chaos when teens on e-bikes and mini motorcycles took over the store.
Yeah, there
now
it
this
is.
This latest incident sparking fresh debate over e-bike safety and whether enough is being done to stop reckless riders.
KTLA's Sandra Mitchell joins us live in Hollywood with more. Sandy?
Sharon, Micah, we have all seen these dangerous riders on the streets, and now some of them are getting even bolder, going right into stores. Tonight, I talked with the man who says his family was really stunned and frankly scared when they started revving right through a Walmart.
Punks, get the out of here before you hurt someone.
Chaos in an Orange County Walmart. Kids on e-bikes and e-motos terrorizing shoppers.
I was yelling at them to get out, and none of the store employees were doing anything.
That's 61-year-old Vince Vasquez.
Mike, do you still hang out with Vince sometimes?
Vince and I hang out. Here it is. Yeah. Josh will back me up on this. This is, there is that culture, right, Josh? I mean, it is kind of this lawless, bad kid culture. Yeah.
Take him out, call the police, let him get scared out of it.
Yeah.
Because the teens are out of control right now with thinking they just run the place.
It really is tough.
In that clip, I'm pretty sure the old man knocked over the display. not the kid on bikes.
Yeah, yeah. Probably just going well, with that. But
Vince
hold on.
Is a known klutz.
But hold on. I think the whole thing is there's an element there. They can travel further. They can go out of their neighborhood. They can do. I'm guilty, guys. I don't know. I'm just trying to be a decent dad and trying to,
right.
You know, I mean, I shouldn't be, but we got one coming tomorrow. I mean, we got the recall on the other one and we got him another one. And you know, he's got kids in our neighborhood and they all have them and that's where we
you
are.
Know
and
what you
I,
should
I'm,
do
I'm
is...
sounding like a bad father because no, I probably
no.
am.
Return the bike and buy him a coffee maker.
Teach him how to pedal.
Yeah, exactly. Or roller skate. Yeah.
That's gone. Bicycles are obsolete now. They're obsolete.
No, I disagree.
The only guys that are going to ride bicycles and women are the, you know, the stinky crotch people on the weekend that you see with the silly outfits.
I suppose you're right. I suppose mm-hmm. you're right.
Okay.
Very mm-hmm. tight pants. Mm-hmm. Mike.
Yes.
I know you were you have an opinion on e-bikes. You don't necessarily like Larry David. And they're starting to promote his new show on HBO Max. It's called Life, Larry, and the Pursuit of Happiness. I love the notion of it. They put Larry David can only be Larry David. So they put Larry David in period costumes, and he's Larry David in different historical situations.
Oh, see, like, now I'm laughing, though.
Like, what if he was on the first flight with the Wright brothers?
We threw a rod. Get comfortable.
Well, it's going to be a while.
He's got the wrench. No. We got to wait here.
What are
you talking
about?
We got to wait on the plane.
What?
We got to wait right here until they fix the mechanical issue.
I got to sit in the middle with shitty snacks?
Yeah.
For 5 hours? Are you crazy?
This is the airplane experience.
It's not a good experience.
What a pleasure to be a part of such a historic occasion.
You know what's really irritating about you? You are the world's worst butter churner.
How dare you?
I'm all in.
I am too.
I'm all in. That's a different scenario. I like that. It looks funny.
Did you see the brief clip of Times Square on VE Day? We had, I know I saw a clip and I might have played it where he's the sailor that kisses the woman and then gets called out for, you know,
being sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment. Yeah.
That's
so great.
Funny. I like that.
All right. Let's close with this, Mike. You've heard of salsa.
Yes.
You love it, right?
Oh, yeah. You mean the dance or the stuff you put chips in?
Well, Mike, I think we know you'd love the dance, but I'm talking about the condiment.
Oh, I love the condiment.
Yeah, it's delicious. Mm-hmm. What about salsa?
Salsa?
This was burning up the internet last night.
Okay.
I saw a video of myself eating tortilla chips with sea salt, and it's blowing up. I don't know why. I'm getting all different types of comments from... I need to see a doctor too. I found my best.
So she's taking regular tortilla chips and dipping it in sea salt and pulling up, I'm guessing like a teaspoon per bite? Right.
If you go to Iguana Mia, they bring over their house-made tortilla chips and they are cooked, you know, fried tortillas and that's it. There's nothing on them.
They don't even salt them.
They don't salt them. There's no seasoning on them. If you put a little dollop of salt on there, I bet it would taste great.
Yeah, but don't you think she's overdoing it?
And the chips, she probably has chips that were already salted.
If they're already salted, it's a little gross.
She did a follow-up video, but I didn't recognize her because she looked like the Michelin man.
Yum, yum. Salty snacks.
Salsa.
Well, oh, my God. This was quite a show. We had F off. We had politics. We had everything that gets everybody all ramped up and stirred up. And then I think the high point of today's show, with everything we had on today's show, was he took his finger and tucked the sheet in.
Yeah.
And that's why I love this man. Even though we disagree on everything, he's still funny and he gets the joke.
And do you agree with him about the sheet?
Always. 100%. We'll be back tomorrow, early taping tomorrow morning. And
8 a.m.
Thank you all for the super chats. Thanks for the comments. And thank you for the phone calls. We may do that again in a couple of years. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
get the police involved, because if you call and say, hey, somebody is feces on my car, it's Florida, you're not going to believe it.
You lost again.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.